Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a game it was. And I don't mean that in the good way. I mean, oh my God, what a game it was. You heard that. Not one. LeBron, not two, not three. Fast forward. 5 turnovers for your New England Patriots. And yet, they had a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. They didn't. Spoiler alert, in case you missed it. They did not.
They didn't?
No, they fell on their faces.
They were driving to tie the game up when I tuned out.
Yeah, then Pop Douglas was like, I don't really know what to do on 4th and 2 when you need 2. He's like, should I try to get 7? I'm going to try to make an athletic play. The word knife has been used by Mike Vrabel many times. I don't think he's talking about cutting Pop Douglas. He's talking about what he should have done, what you and I talked about yesterday on the Six Rings post-game show. We've seen. I don't know if Pop Douglas has ever seen it. We've seen it as longtime observers, Fitzy and Hart, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Hi.
We had Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Troy Brown, Danny Amendola, all those guys who would just dive forward for the 2 yards you needed.
Get the first down.
He didn't.
What?
They lose. 1-2.
But he was right there. I've seen all of the screen caps on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
With the arrows pointing in a million directions. Like, you'll never guess which way he went.
Yeah, your tone is leading there. Yes, it is.
If only Drake May had told him, Pop, you gotta dive forward.
Drake May, the leader that you want for this football team, taking some of the heat, saying he needs to tell him more, which on every play he should probably have to advise all 10 players, because that's how basic this was. Does he have to tell Bradberry, see, when I say the snap count, you have to throw the ball backwards towards me, try to hit me in the hands. Hey, receivers, when I say the snap count, that's when you guys start running. You don't wait longer than that. You run when I say the snap count.
I got a good one. Hey, Ramondre, hold on to the ball this time.
Okay, now you're piling on. That's hurtful.
Wait a second. Wait, he did it twice.
Well, 9 times in a year.
That's true.
9 times.
9 times, Mrs. Bueller. 9 times.
It really is unbelievable when you sort of enumerate it, just put it out there like,
it's not.
Nine times, Ramondre Stevenson. But, you know, you could turn the ball over to your other veteran running back, Antonio Gibson.
Oops.
Oh, he fumbled. Or you could just keep it in the hands of the quarterback. He fumbled. Quarterback who we'll talk to at 4 o'clock. Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to Marcus Jones before that, hopefully. All these times are a little bit loose, but he'll be in the 3 o'clock hour for Marcus Jones, who had a penalty that I think he kind of got screwed on, and we'll lean into that. But Mike Vrabel seems to think every penalty that's called, the Patriots are getting screwed. He's been a little too accepting of the penalties for my liking.
You were the one, I believe, who said on last week's Six Rings postgame show, following their victory in Miami, and boy, was that a telling victory, and then some. You were the one who said that it was one of the dumbest things you had ever heard a head coach say, that all those penalties are acceptable. And they continue to be one of the most penalized team in the league. Yep. Most of us, be we casual, media, fanboy, whatever, are, I believe, we're taught at an early age penalties are bad in any sport, let alone the game of football.
Yeah, penalties are bad because they usually come with yardage, and yardage matters and all of that. You know, there's a reason everybody kicks the ball short now, because they don't want to give the other team the ball at the 35, because that would be unnecessary free yardage. Penalties are the same thing. And when you get penalized 8, 9, 7, 12 times a game, you're giving them free yards, upwards of 50, 60, 70, or 100 yards of free yardage. So you'll do whatever it takes to avoid giving them the ball in the 35 on a kickoff, because that extra 15 yards is crazy, but you won't do whatever it takes to avoid having penalties and free yardage. All that is up in the air. Pop Douglas is in our crosshairs. Ramondre Stevenson is in everybody's crosshairs. But I'll tell you one guy who's not in my crosshairs.
Fitz. One guy?
One guy.
Okay, who's that guy?
That'll be the quarterback of your New England Patriots and the guest here on WEEI Afternoons. And I'm not saying this because we're going to talk to him. I firmly believe I leave that game yesterday thinking 2 weeks in a row, Drake May played well enough to win. You move the ball up and down the field. And I'm not going to whistle past the graveyard, because you know who else isn't whistling past the graveyard? Drake May. He talked about the bad throw in the end zone. That's got to be up in the air. He immediately, postgame, said, that's got to be over the top. Sounded like a mistake maybe he won't make again as a young quarterback learning on the fly.
That's why do we fall down, to learn to pick ourselves up again.
Then when he fumbles, he said, I was trying to do something stupid there. Lesson learned. Basically, he touched the hot stove and goes, whew, that's hot. Probably won't do that again.
Finger in the socket, but one time.
Drake May, though, 2 weeks in a row, I think has been, A, the best quarterback on the field. I think he was the better quarterback yesterday than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won, and that's great, and that's his idol, and they hold the ball the same way
He got the win, but did he win?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the Patriots. I'd rather have Drake May. That's my optimistic takeaway from this game. The Steelers stink. They're old. They're over-leveraged financially. They have Aaron Rodgers. They might actually have to fire a coach, something they haven't done in, I don't know if they've ever done it.
I think they've had three head coaches.
In like 100 years.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather be the Patriots. And in an NFL where we're reassessing all the quarterbacks week to week,
who's the best quarterback from the 2024 draft class this week?
It is still Jaden Daniels, because whether he plays or not, he's banked some credibility from last year and what he did. The second best, up for question. If you're watching last night, when I was watching my wife, she's like, hey, who's this Bears quarterback? He's really good. I go, yeah, watch a couple more games. You won't think the same thing if you keep watching him play.
Give him time. He's not always flea flickers, bombs, and haymakers.
But Drake May's in that conversation now, because I think he has stacked together two decent games. Now, I am not, not everybody agrees with me. There's a lot of haters out there. We took some on the post-game show.
There's still a lot of Drake May doubters out there that think he doesn't have the it factor. The it factor.
I heard
continues.
It on the midday show. Why are we making excuses? Jones and Keefe, why are we making all these
too
excuses?
Too many sacks.
Because they're truth. They are truth. They are not excuses. Excuses are reasons given by losers. What did Drake May do yesterday? He lost.
He did.
So I'm not calling him a loser in the grand sense of the word.
He still only has two wins as a. Yeah. I refuse.
Is he the only one that only has two wins? Or do his coaches also only have those wins?
I refuse to give him the third win for that the week 18 last year, this January in Buffalo.
He didn't finish the game, and it was a loss.
Yeah, and people that point out, like, oh, Mac Jones has as many wins in San Francisco this year as Drake May has as Patriots starter.
617-779-7937. All afternoon long, we are reacting to the Patriots' loss. Drake May, Pop Douglas, or Drop Douglas, some people call him. Or on that play, some on Twitter are calling him Poop Douglas.
Come on,
depending
now.
On where you want to go with your emojis. I know Rich Keefe gave him a two poops for that play. And just in general, Pop Douglas, I gave up on you a week ago. But I don't know what you do. I don't know why you and Drake May look like you've never been in the same room together.
Are
never mind.
Being
never
too
practiced.
Hard on young DeMario?
No, because we'll play some audio that makes me want to be harder on young DeMario. Because two guys had really glaring problems in that game, I would argue. Pop Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson. The tone of their professionalism and their answers post-game was telling to me. One takes it seriously, one doesn't. One showed up in a car full of buddies on the way. Ah, this is awesome, even though I don't do anything
around
here.
Like it was the
opening
of Entourage.
And Ramondre Stevenson, who is indeed at a career crossroads.
Uh-oh, we're there already?
I mean, already? He had seven fumbles last year. Felt like it should have been a crossroads in the offseason.
Lest we forget also, you know what he did in his first game as a professional? Fumbled.
Yeah, he has a fumbling issue.
But if it keeps going, Andy, if I were to come over to your house on like a Thanksgiving dinner, get absolutely.
Were you invited?
Nope. Okay. I just showed up out of the blue. Get absolutely cranked and then vomit on the table. You'd be like, I don't know if I can have you over again. Like, no, I promise it'll never happen again. The next time I come over,
Are you really sorry?
Well, it doesn't matter because now I showed up hammered again and I vomited on the sofa this time.
Did you show up the week before with a 30 rack of Miller Lite and 10 pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, in your little analogy here, that's what Ramondre Stevenson did. You don't win the game in Miami without Ramondre Stevenson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You don't lose the game at Gillette Stadium against the Steelers if Ramondre Stevenson's not on the team. You got mad when I said it yesterday, but I said, if Ramondre had never been born, if this
That's
was one of those...
That's a tough way to look at things.
Different timelines. He was removed from the universe.
I mean, now we're going like full-blown Marvel comic,
you're 2-1.
Comic universe?
You're the 2-1 Patriots.
But everything's different if he's not here.
Yeah, but you're 2-1.
Come on, let's not be so drastic.
Or you're not, because maybe you lost last week, and I think you probably would. So that's just the reality. And I know everybody seems to have Ramondre Stevenson in their crosshairs. They want him gone. Get rid of him. Bench him. Can't play. Cut him.
Is
get rid of
really
him.
Is he really the only reason you lost yesterday?
Not the only reason, but the biggest.
Yes.
He's the biggest reason you lost. My counterargument is...
Cost you 14 points.
Who are you playing? Who are you playing? You're going to play Travion Henderson, who everybody pretends stinks at pass protection? You know what else he stinks at? Gaining yardage based on yesterday.
Yeah, it was 11...
2 yards a carry?
11 carries for... Well, 2.5.
Yeah. Is that all that matters?
Yeah, that, are you kidding me?
I guess if he's consistent, you give it to him 4 times.
You've lived long enough to know every inch matters.
Everybody has told me he's going to be a superstar, and I liked his preseason. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that in the regular season?
I haven't.
Okay.
What's going on?
So you want Antonio Gibson to carry the ball maybe 15 or 20 times?
No, he's not built for that.
Okay, so who are you going to play? All you people that want to run Ramondre out of town.
They're going to get discount Ben Jarvis off the practice squad. Get ready next week for Panthers at Patriots. Ball handed to Terrell Jennings.
Oh, so we want Terrell Jennings in there.
Well, I didn't say want.
Is that your, you need Ramondre Stevenson. You know who said that first, and I totally agree with him?
Was it the coach?
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
He didn't say I want Ramondre Stevenson, did he?
No, it was I kind of need
I
Ramondre
need.
Stevenson.
There's a difference between a need and a want. None of us want to see Ramondre Stevenson
you know, it's funny.
With the football.
A lot
they
of guys
to.
Available out there that you could have like traded for. If you needed a backup bulldozer back, you could have gotten Jordan Mason for a song like Minnesota did, who yep. filled in nicely for Aaron Jones. 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's not bad.
Is he available now?
No,
because who are you going to get now?
Oh, no one now.
Doug Kide put the list out, and I skimmed it. He put it on Twitter,
okay.
And I wasn't overly impressed. There was nobody that I was like, okay, you can get rid of Ramondre. You're right. If Ben Jarvis Green Ellis were still available, if this were whatever that was
42-year-old Ben Jarvis Green Ellis,
he's the perfect answer because he won't fumble, and he'll get you whatever is blocked for him. Nothing more, nothing less. He'll get you what is blocked for. Mike Vrabel said it last night. You need Ramondre Stevenson. Because you don't have another option. Do you want to just throw the ball every play?
You can't do that because then what happens is the defense keys on your passing, and so then they'll get home
yeah.
to the quarterback.
You mean the defense that had 5 sacks yesterday?
Yeah. How
what
many
do you want,
Patriots
10 next
have?
Week? I believe that is 0.0.
How are we feeling about the fact that right now the Patriots are on pace to give up 68 sacks this year?
Not great.
That's 4, 3, and 5. I did the math. That's an average of 4 times 17 is 68.
I think I'm in bizarro world, though. You say that, and it leads me to believe, told you guys the line was going to stink. I don't think the line stinks.
The line hasn't been that bad, no.
I think the line has been fine. Morgan Moses, I kind of like the pizzazz and leadership he's bringing to the line. He's not great. Will Campbell.
No, TJ Watt got around him real quick yesterday.
He's TJ Watt, and Morgan Moses is 117, and he's Morgan Moses. There's no disrespect in that. Will Campbell, there's some highs and lows with his game.
Mm-hmm.
There were certainly some downs. At times, he looks like a left tackle who's a rookie and is confused. There's no question about that. But in totality, I think the line has been good enough. I mean, you call Garrett Bradbury a revelation. Feels strong at this point in the process.
But he's played better than you expect.
Yeah. Yes, he hasn't gotten the quarterback killed. He has not ruined the game.
Nope.
I have not had a single game where I said he ruined the game.
Nope.
Whereas I can say, Pop Douglas, you ruined the game. I can say, Ramondre Stevenson, you ruined the game. Defensively, they played their asses off. When we talk to Marcus Jones, that's going to be one of the questions. When the offense turns the ball over five times and you play your ass off like that, is it frustrating?
Sure.
He'll say no because he's a good teammate. And that's what they're building down there, apparently, culture and teammates. But I put out a tweet after the game last night, and I truly believe this. I think sometimes people, including my old friend Paul Perillo, who accuses me of positive trolling on Twitter, not the case. I give my real opinions, Paul Perillo.
That is an interesting dark art, positive trolling. Is that when you couch a criticism in a positive thought, but you're actually just being a dink?
No, it's more that I'm just sort of being a contrarian, giving the positive, knowing that it'll get cultivation of whatever, farming. I mean, apparently, a lot of people took it that way. Your boy, Robert Alvarez, one of my most hated critics on Twitter.
You guys will not be getting together for a Thanksgiving or a 30 rack anytime
optimism
soon.
From heart or positivity from heart? Yeah, I'm objective. I call it like I see it. And I think it might be my relative low expectations for this team that
big
is helping
theme yesterday.
Me.
Big theme yesterday on the Six Rings postgame show that I was unaware of. I was generally under the assumption that the majority of Pat's populi were in the 9-10 wins. Hey, we can get back into this with the offseason they've had. Little did I realize there were far more people, lots of callers. You remember the second half of the show, most of the folks were like, I'm not depressed. I'm just a little frustrated. I'm not giving up on this team because my expectations were X amount low heading into the season. And I'm actually very happy to hear that people are taking a more realistic approach as opposed to, I was promised playoffs. Now, you do deserve a better game day presentation. You do deserve to not go get five fumbles. You do deserve to pull up to the Razor on a postcard L.L. Bean type of last day of summer, first day of fall, and see a better product. You don't deserve to pull in and spend 12 hours and $1,000 with you and your friends holding season tickets and watch a team hell-bent on beating itself.
Did you deserve to go to 9 Super Bowls?
Yes.
Oh, so that's how it works. You deserve all the crazy positive,
but not
the negatives that, you know, ever hear of pendulums? What do? They swing one way and they swing back the other way.
Sure.
The pendulum
But why does
swung.
It have to? Does it just because you lack talent, does that mean that you have to, like, be your own worst enemy?
Well, I love
lack high-end talent, excuse me.
I love all these national journalists and commentators.
Are they really journalists?
That are like, you know, it's crazy. The Patriots have this record of 3-16 at Gillette Stadium. It's unbelievable. Or they say, it's crazy. The Patriots haven't won back-to-back games in three. Have you watched the Patriots?
Yeah.
They've sucked for 3 years. So why is it crazy when there's a lot of losing statistics? They've been a bad football team. You know how we know that? Their actions tell us that because their record is bad and their owner fired the coach 2 years in a row. That's how bad the football was.
They did that, yeah.
The owner said it was the two worst years of his ownership tenure here in New England. That's why you have Mike Vrabel. You feel good about Mike Vrabel?
617-779-7937. I think he's getting off the hook a little bit here. I think Mike Vrabel, we have calls lined up right now. People want to criticize Drake May. We've fielded calls about DeMario Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson. Where is everybody on Vrabel right now?
They love him. You know why?
Why?
Super Bowl rings. Super Bowl rings.
Nice
the same
veneer.
Reason they call in our show and say, Ted, you're the greatest. Super Bowl rings. Memories. Glory. The good old days.
Are his Super Bowl rings going to figure out how to tell Ramondre Stevenson to hold on to the ball?
No, but you also have the faith in him that he slapped around Bill Belichick a few times. He took a Titans team to an AFC title game.
I'm not denying his football intelligence, his IQ, or the people he surrounds himself with. Are you a little disappointed in the start his team has gotten off to?
100%. And I've been disappointed in the way he's handled himself. I've been disappointed in the things he has said. I've been disappointed in pretty much everything to start this season. But that doesn't mean over the long haul you have a problem. That doesn't mean that you're not on trajectory with Drake May and Mike Vrabel and Christian Gonzalez coming back next week and Will Campbell being your left tackle and some of these foundational. Milton Williams, is he playing well?
He is. I wouldn't have minded a little more pressure yesterday.
Agreed. But is he a part of the future?
Sure.
Is Pop Douglas?
I don't know.
He is not. He is not. The answer is no. Okay. Is Ramondre Stevenson?
Probably not.
No, the answer is no.
This is probably his last year in a Pats.
The guys that are costing you games are not even a part of the future. Is Alex Austin part of the future? No, he was barely part of the second half. You moved on from him quickly.
He had a super terrible.
Christian Ellis, part of the future?
What's DJ James up to these days? Do you have his number?
I don't.
Real quick, could I interest you in any of these? As you said, Doug Kide had those names. I've also got a couple other ones. Could I interest you in a gently used Gus Edwards?
Nope.
Perhaps a lightly worn Jamal Williams?
Probably not.
How about Dante Foreman?
I would look into it. I would look into all of these.
Wouldn't you
their
have
health level work them out?
Wouldn't you offer? Would you buy them all like a coach class ticket to come in for an audition this week?
Absolutely.
Maybe a meal at Davio's just to put like light a fire underneath Ramondre or the rest of these guys. Like I keep hearing midday guys are like, oh, you got to bench Ramondre this week on the morning show. You got to set him down this week. Send a message.
To
cool.
Who? For who? To what end?
Is that gonna make him fumble less?
So 20 carries for Travion Henderson. So that'll get him 40 yards, or 20 carries for Antonio Gibson. That'll get him killed, and he might have a fumble mixed in there. Because also, you know, he fumbled a lot in Washington, right, Antonio Gibson? He was
yeah.
a fumbler.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
a fumbler in
was,
Washington.
Yeah, ball security
so
was
you replace
bit of an
one
issue
fumbler
there.
With another fumbler. Dan Ball looks like he's chomping at the bit back there, champing at the bit, looking to chime in with... What do you got, Mr. Negativity? Bring it.
Whoa.
No, nothing significant. Good afternoon to you both, by the way.
And to you as well.
I thought the idea of bringing in running backs for a quasi-kicking competition, but a don't let go of the football competition was
yeah.
an interesting idea because, I mean, the bar is extremely low just to get some kind of quality.
I mean, how
right
in
now.
The how in the world is, you know, Zach Moss and Zeke Elliott and remember old pal J.J. Taylor?
Zeke Elliott? As in Ezekiel Elliott? Could get him. He looked good a couple years ago.
He was
he
your
was
second
here.
Leading receiver that year, for God's sake.
I mean, Zach Moss did very well filling in for Jonathan Taylor a season ago. I'd give him a look.
All right, you've convinced me. Charter a plane, fly all around the country.
Yep.
Like
pick up
the,
all
like
the,
Santa, the
pick
Island
up all
of
the waiver
toys.
Wire stiffs from 2023.
If you've ever played competent level running back in the National Football League, mm-hmm. jump on, come to Foxborough. You know, we should probably film it. Instead of Forged in Foxborough, get those Kraft Sports production
Fail.
Cameras
Failure
out there.
Failure in Foxborough.
Redemption in Foxborough.
Fumbled in Foxborough. There
Fumbled
it is.
Fumbled in Foxborough.
There it is. Print the tickets.
Have a reality show. Whoever wins the reality competition is your next running back of the New England Patriots.
Until Ramondre can figure out how not to fumble the football, then you know what?
Do you think that's going to happen?
Royce Freeman and Cordarrelle Patterson, come on down.
I don't mean to be Mr. Negative. I was optimistic for like 20 minutes, so I felt I started to itch
tweet?
A little. But
Ramondre
is not going to learn to not fumble. Do you think he didn't take it seriously last year?
Well, hold on. I've mentioned this before as well. Tiki Barber used to be one of the most notorious fumblers in the NFL,
right.
and he played for
no,
the most hard-ass vibe coach
Over
of all time.
Over how many years?
For several.
Yeah.
And then
so
you know
now
what?
Year seven
then
jump.
They taught him how to hold the ball differently.
You don't think
didn't
he's tried
fumble
that?
The rest of the way. What? No, how about Ramondre looks to be loaf of breading it by his right side the same damn way over and over again.
I just, if you're expecting Ramondre to suddenly not fumble, I think you haven't been paying attention. There's
right,
no
well,
chance of that.
Then you know what?
Season
Miles Gaskin,
holder,
come on down.
You remember the season ticket holder practice? What happened?
Oh,
fumbled.
He ball on the carpet.
Like, he's going to fumble. You need to find a replacement.
Then how many are acceptable? The answer should be zero.
Until you have a replacement. Again, if you don't have an option, then you got to put him back out there. That's on you building a team without an option. I told you he should have been on life support in August, and they
you
didn't have a guy
and Tom
ready.
Curran actually on this very program went back and forth about could he be a surprise cut candidate.
Yeah.
Then you saw his talent on full display at its best last week in Miami.
Yep.
Then you saw his inadequacies or his issues at their worst yesterday, and it cost you a damn game. You should have won by 17.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. Patriots lose 21-14, five turnovers, four fumbles, two for Ramondre Stevenson. Everybody wants to run Ramondre out of town. I want to run Pop out of town because he has no football IQ or awareness.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.